You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 1st of September, 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today we are seeing the start of apparently 10 days worth of protests, 10 days worth of Extinction Rebellion protests that the BBC appear to be supporting. Rowan Williams is there, of course, the trendy Archbishop. I wonder if any of them are going to be fined £10,000 for organising a protest. Of course, it's only Piers Corbyn and only part of the alternative crowd that seem to be given these fines. We had a Black Lives Matter million person march at the weekend, which was only attended by 300 people. That's still 10 times as many people as they're supposed to have, but of course, no fines given out there. We had a huge celebration for some important person in Islam, thousands of people out for that, no fines given whatsoever. And now 10 days worth of protests have been announced, and apparently that's perfectly fine, because this is the controlled opposition, isn't it? I mean, I'm not part of the coronavirus hoax exposers or the conspiracy theory crowd, but I would suggest that nationalism is part of the genuine alternative, and a lot of the people involved in that crowd are very genuine in their views. I don't think the people at the top of climate change are genuine in their views. They can't be, because they obviously haven't looked at the information. And they just seem to be pushing for the same thing that communists have always been pushing for. They're pushing for the same ideals as the New World Order. So, of course, it's supported by the government. Anyway, just interesting to see that contrast there between Piers Corbyn getting his fine at the weekend and the praising of climate rebellion starting their protests. Well, let's get into the news for today. And the subject that we're going to start off with is anti-white attacks, which have been going on for years. They've been going on since immigration started. They've been increasing just recently. But even that, I don't know if they've been increasing or whether there is now more coverage of them. A few years back, there was a craze for the knockout game, where blacks and non-whites would just see a white person and they would punch them out and see if they could knock them out. And in a lot of these cases, the white person would fall to the ground, bang their head, and get concussion. We've had instances of people that have been killed with this knockout punch. It was a game that blacks play. They call it the knockout game. They had a couple of other names for it as well that escaped my memory. And just recently, we've seen lots of videos of attacks on white people, particularly white women. There was a video that was released yesterday that shows a black guy creeping up behind a white guy and smashing him over the head with a brick. But the story I want to talk about today is a stabbing. A black teen has been accused of stabbing a white AutoZone employee because he felt the need to find a white male to kill. And why on earth would anyone want to be looking for a white male to kill? Couldn't possibly be because blacks and non-whites are encouraged to see white people as the oppressor, by the mainstream media, is it? Couldn't be, because they think that the police are this racist force that are committing a genocide of blacks. Couldn't be anything to do with that, could it? Because if it was anything like that, of course, the mainstream media would be charged with incitement to violence, wouldn't they? They'd be charged with incitement to hate in Britain. Well, Javon Hatchett allegedly stabbed the worker 7 times in the terrifying rampage in the state of Georgia. He was charged with aggravated assault and possession of a weapon during the commission of a crime. So even though he admits that he did this because he was just looking for a random white male to kill, there is no hint of any hate crime charges here. There's no hint of that this was a racially charged crime, that there should be extra punishment here because it was a racial motive behind it. It was a racist motive behind it. And it just shows you that only white people can be accused of racism. Only white people can be accused of hate crimes, which shows that we are not all equal under the law. We have laws that are specifically only to be used against the so-called oppressor, against the so-called white supremacists, which are the ones that are continually targeted by the mainstream media, made out to be responsible for these riots that are happening. I mean, that is just incredible that they will blame Donald Trump for the looting and the riots, and they'll blame white supremacists. I don't think they've even found any white nationalists that have been involved in the looting and the riots, and yet that hasn't stopped them from trying to blame us for it. Javon Hatchett, the 19-year-old, allegedly entered the automotive parts shop near his home in Columbus on August the 25th and asked the AutoZone employee for a thermostat. But when the worker told him they were out and turned to walk away, Hatchett stabbed him multiple times, cops said. So he just stabbed him in the back. After the white man tried to help him, the black man stabbed him in the back. Hatchett appeared before Judge Julius Hunter for his arraignment on Thursday in court, where Columbus Police Sergeant R.S. Mills testified about the alleged attack. When Hatchett was asked about his motive for the stabbing, he said he was angered by Facebook videos of police brutality against black people around the US and targeted the man because he was white, Mills claimed. And isn't it Facebook that have made all this fuss about removing videos that have any incitement to hatred or incitement to violence? They're even removing videos that are critical of Israel now, yet it's perfectly fine for people to post on Facebook videos that mischaracterize the police as being particularly picking on black people. More white people die at the hands of the police in America, and that's then with the numbers being adjusted for the discrepancy between the number of blacks and the number of whites. I think it's something like 15% of America are black, and yet they're responsible for 50-odd% of all the murders. And this is the reason why black people have more encounters with the police, is because black people are more crime prone than white people. This is the reason why they get searched more. This is the reason why there are more of them in prison. None of this is to do with racism. To say it's racism is as ridiculous as saying the reason why there are more men in prison than women is because the police and the courts are institutionally anti-men. They are institutionally anti-male, but not to that extent yet, but it could get there, judging by the logic that's used to blame racism for everything, blame racism for every failure. And I dare say that some of these videos that were shown on Facebook, they were probably mainstream videos, mainstream news. We've seen a lot of lies being told in the news recently, trying to blame white people. Just look at the incident with Kyle Rittenhouse, who ended up having to fire his weapon in self-defense. Somebody threw a petrol bomb at him while he was on the ground. Someone bashed him over the head with a skateboard. And finally, somebody pulled out a pistol to shoot him. And in each one of these cases, he fired his weapon in self-defense, as Donald Trump himself announced yesterday. And that is being portrayed as Donald Trump's support for a murderer even though it was quite clearly that this was self-defense. So we have constant lies that are being told in the mainstream media, and these lies that they tell, they have the effect of stirring up the ethnic minorities and encouraging them to hate white people. Ethnic minorities should be eternally grateful to white people for what we have given them, not anger against us and wanting to kill us. The only reason they have a system of law and order and justice is because they are living in white countries, and we developed a system of law and order and justice and police and courts and all the rest of it, and all the things that they benefit from. Don't forget, 81% of the black community in America say that they are happy with the way that they are policed. This idea that they want to get rid of the police, again, is a lie that's being portrayed by Black Lives Matter and portrayed by the mainstream media. It's amazing, isn't it, that the courts don't actually go after the mainstream media. They just come after truth-telling white people that point this out and accuse us of hate speech. Mr. Hatchett told me that he had been watching Facebook videos of police shootings in other parts of the country, and that he felt the need to find a white male to kill, Mills told the court, as reported by WLTZ. Well, let's just have a look at this most recent police shooting of a black man. The way that that was portrayed, and I saw it being portrayed on the BBC, and all we saw was this white man, black man, walking away, going to his car, and then the police suddenly shooting him. And we were told that the police had just shot this man. Apparently he had broken up a fight, and he was just walking to his car when he was shot by the police. When you look into it, you discover that he had actually been fighting with the police, that he had a knife in his hand, that the police had already tasered him once, that they were trying to arrest him, and he was trying to escape from the arrest. And he was going into his car to get a weapon out from the glove box. None of that was portrayed by the BBC. None of that was portrayed by CNN. It was portrayed as if this was an innocent black man who was just being targeted and shot because he was black. These are the sort of lies that the mainstream media are telling. And this is the effect of it. The effect of it is that we have young black males going into auto parts stores and stabbing the white shop assistant in the back. And if we are to point out that people should be more careful when they're around black people because they might have this hatred in their hearts for whites, and the white man might get attacked, we could get accused of hate speech if someone was to stand there on a street corner and do that. The world is completely topsy-turvy. Right is wrong. It's the opposite of reality is what we are being taught on the television, and it's harmful. It's causing things like this. The man is telling us here that what encouraged him to do this, it was from watching these Facebook videos. Now, I would suggest that people should be taught to have self-discipline, and if they see something like that, if they see something that makes them angry and makes them angry at a particular ethnic group, they have to realize that you can't blame all of them. You can't go out and get one of them and then you're getting your own back on the rest of them. But people are taught that that's the way things are now. You apparently that the person that does the inciting is the one that's doing the crime, not the person that actually carries out the crime. And this is something that I've spoken about quite a few times, is the fact that we need to be responsible for our own actions. And by having laws against inciting hatred, you're effectively saying that people are not responsible for their own actions. The person that was telling them what to do is responsible for their actions. And that is something that people usually learn when they're children, that they can't get away with. If you say so-and-so told me to do it, you'll be told by the teacher, well, that's no excuse. You should have known not to do that. And yet today we have reversed that, and we said that it's the person that told you what to do, they're the one that's responsible. So just going by that logic, it's the mainstream media that should be held to account here, because he was watching Facebook videos of police shootings before he felt he needed to find a white man to kill. He says that was directly responsible for him for feeling that he needed to find a white man to kill. Hatchett smiled at officers when they came to arrest him at his home, and he later confessed to stabbing the employee, Mills added. So he's obviously proud of what he did. He's happy about what he did. He's striking a blow against the white patriarchy there, isn't he? He's doing what he can for Black Lives Matter by taking a white life. Surveillance footage appears to show the assailant fleeing the store after the unprovoked attack. The worker was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, and authorities said he is lucky to be alive. So thankfully, this isn't a murder. Police were tipped off by the public after cops released images captured on surveillance cameras. And thankfully, we had these pictures. A lot of the time when they are reporting these crimes now, they won't even give you a description of the person that carried out the crime if they're black, because they want to give the false image that blacks aren't responsible for more crime than their percentage of the population. The mainstream media is all about lying to the public. 3 days before the stabbing, Hatchett had been freed on bond after being charged with criminal damage to the property. He was arrested 6 months ago for 2 felonies, including aggravated assault. So this is somebody with form here of carrying out attacks on people, and yet he's still wandering the streets, and now a white man has been stabbed in the back. Judge Hunter declined to issue bond after the recent charges and ordered Hatchett to undergo a mental health evaluation. The teen's case has been sent up to Superior Court. This is just a teenager here that has carried this out. And according to the guidelines that are given to the British courts, if they get any black teenagers that are in court, they have to bear in mind that the black teenager may have been the victim of racism during their life, and that may be the reason why they have taken a criminal path, and that needs to be borne in mind when they hand out a jail sentence. And if possible, they should not be given a jail sentence for that reason. So once again, if you'd had a white man that had done this and he was in a British court, he would go to jail. But if it was a black man that had done this, because he was a teen, the guidelines say that he shouldn't even be sent to jail for this because he was a victim of racism. And that's almost excusing this, isn't it? Because that was his reason for actually going out and stabbing this person in the back, because he thinks he's a victim of racism. So if this had happened in Britain, the fact that he'd gone out and tried to stab a white man would be the proof that he'd been a victim of racism, which would mean that he wouldn't be sent to prison. This is how ridiculous it is, introducing all these ideas into a justice system where everybody is supposed to be equal under the law. We have a system that is supposed to be based upon merit, and it's been turned on its head, and it's now all based upon perceived racial grievances and diversity quotas and equality and trying to make everything equal, which is just raising up the inferior and dragging down the superior. It goes completely against all the laws of nature, this idea of equality that we have and diversity. It's against natural law. Natural law is divine law. It is therefore satanic. There's nothing more satanic than equality and diversity. And it's no wonder that it leads us to the situation that we are in now, where we've got riots and looting going on, 19 days of constant looting that has been going on in Portland in America. Well, I've got another story that I'd like to get into here, and this is about cultural appropriation. And it's about Adele, the singer, who I have to congratulate on the amount of weight she has lost. She is looking really good, and that's an inspirational thing for young girls to see. A lot of young girls now are overweight. So if they can see that one of their heroines has managed to lose weight, then that encourages them to do the same and be healthy and fit. Well, Adele is stirring up controversy after posting an Instagram wearing bantu knots. a traditional African hairstyle. And I'll just have to stop there, because she's not wearing Bantu knots. If you look at what Bantu knots are, they're tied up bundles of Afro hair. And what Adele is wearing is plaited hair. You can't plait African hair because you can't get a comb through it. You can't get a brush through it. What she's did with her hair is she's plaited it up, and then she's tied the plaits up into little bobbles, which they're calling Bantu knots. And that's not what they are. But we'll just leave that aside for the minute. In the image, the singer, 32, is sporting the hairstyle while wearing a Jamaican flag bikini top, large gold jewellery, yellow feathers, and black and white leggings. So she's quite obviously supportive of Jamaica. She's obviously quite supportive of black culture. She is trying to show her support for black culture here, and she's attacked for doing so. She says, "I am happy. What would be Notting Hill Carnival, my beloved London GBJM," which is what she put under the image, referencing the Notting Hill Carnival that typically takes place during this time as a way to celebrate Caribbean culture and cultural diversity. So she's sort of looking like some of the dancers that you would see at Notting Hill Carnival with the feathers up around her. And this is her way of trying to look like she has Bantu knots, but they're not actually Bantu knots, they're proper plaits. When you see black people and they're wearing what looks like plaits, that's a weave. That's not their hair. That's something that has been attached to their head. That's probably something that they wouldn't have been able to do without white technology as well. The post has gained a lot of attention, garnering over 4 million likes, but there have been accusations of cultural appropriation. Drag Queen The Vixen tweeted, "Twice this weekend I've seen people do backflips to defend white women in Bantu knots. If you spent the whole summer posting Black Lives Matter and don't see the problem here, you were lying the whole time." I mean, what is wrong with white women wanting to tie their hair up in knots? How is that cultural appropriation? Aren't we supposed to be celebrating multiculturalism? Isn't the whole point of multiculturalism supposed to be because we can sample what we like about these other cultures? Aren't we supposed to enjoy eating curries and jerk chicken and kebabs and all these different foods that these other races bring here? I mean, we've been told all this time that that was the whole point of multiculturalism. And now we're being told that, oh no, this is cultural appropriation. Well, what about the cultural appropriation of black people then? What about reading and writing? What about using the mobile phones? What about everything that we have in Western civilization was developed by white people and not developed by blacks? And yet they're quite happy to use it. And then they'll turn around and say, oh, it's cultural appropriation. When some left-wing person decides to show their appreciation of black people by doing something like this. User Sadana Moodley wrote, "Seriously, Adele, you should know better." Journalist Ernest Owens tweeted, "If 2020 couldn't get any more bizarre, Adele is giving us Bantu knots and cultural appropriation that nobody asked for. This officially marks all of the top white women in pop as problematic. Hate to see it." You see, it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter how much you bend over to try and appease these other races, it will never be enough. It will never be enough. All we have to do is look at Sweden to see that it will never be enough. They hate the Swedes over there. The non-whites hate the Swedes. And yet there's nobody that's done more to accommodate these other races than Sweden. They cover up the crime figures. They give them less prison sentences. They let rapists out on the streets. They won't deport any of these non-white rapists because they think that the prisons over in Afghanistan aren't up to the standards of the Swedish prisons. And yet we still see all this anti-white hatred coming from these blacks. Again, where does it come from? Because as I've pointed out, everything they have comes from us. Everything they have in Western civilization was developed by white people. So why aren't they grateful for that? Why are they not grateful for everything that they have? Again, the reason they're not grateful is because of the propaganda that's put on the mainstream media, the same as in this first story here, because they're told that white people oppress blacks. They're told that in all the areas where they don't come up to the standards that white people expect of other whites, they're told that that has to be down to us and our prejudice against them, when the fact of the matter is, it's down to them being a different race. We're different biologically. We look different. And because we look different, we are different. It's got nothing to do with not liking different skin tones. It's to do with people being different. The same as cats are different from dogs. Same as blue whales are different from killer whales and beluga whales and sperm whales. You have all different types of whales, the same as you have all different races of men that make up mankind. I mean, the worst kind of this appropriation is when you see the people with the piercings that have really damaged themselves. And the reason why they do things like that is because they've lost their own sense of identity. Because white people have had our identity stolen from us, and we're told anybody can be British. It's not an ethnic, identity, or anybody can be French. Anybody can be American. It's not an ethnic identity. Where most of our people no longer have a sense of identity, they look for identities in other cultures, and they do silly things like put piercings all over their body or put tattoos all over their body, and they harm themselves. And it's really just a cry for help. It's saying, I've lost my sense of identity. I don't think Adele is saying she's lost her sense of identity here. She's just showing her appreciation for the Jamaican identity. And instead of that being welcomed, instead of black people being pleased about that, she's been attacked for it. Another person broke down why they felt it was cultural appropriation. I think the problem is not whether Adele has actually appropriated culture. It's more the people that are up her backside for having a basic hairstyle that wouldn't get the same reaction if it were on a black woman, user Yahalco explained. Why is a white woman able to get away with a hairstyle and should be given a break? Well, what do you mean? Why is she getting away with it? I mean, nobody's going to complain if somebody puts their hair up in plaits or puts it up in bunches or ties it up, surely. I mean, it's tidy. It's out the way. It means it's not going to fall in food if they're preparing food for you. Continuing. She's letting loose and appreciating culture and can still be taken seriously, whilst a black woman is not and has been told for years to conform to Western beauty standards to be seen as equal, and even after conforming is still treated as less than. I can see the frustration. Really? Black people being forced to conform to Western beauty standards? Beauty is objective. Beauty is based upon a sense of proportion and symmetry and the golden section. And it's the same for everybody. We do find the same things beautiful based on the golden proportion, based on symmetry. And if black women are trying to look more like white women, that is because white women are objectively more beautiful than black women. We see this in the rape figures, don't we? We see that in America, it's something like every 15 minutes a white woman is raped by a black man. But we don't actually hear ever of a black woman being raped by a white man. And those figures come from the FBI figures from a few years back. They're very well-known figures that look at the number of white women that are raped by blacks. Objectively, white women are more beautiful. This is why there is a massive industry in skin whitening cream. And who is it behind the massive industry of skin whitening cream? Because it's all being sold in India and Thailand and China. You don't see it being advertised very much in multicultural areas. And having white skin has always been seen as beautiful. You can look back at Chinese traditions and Chinese culture to see that the lighter the skin, the more beautiful the person has seemed. You can look back at in Egypt, and even though everybody was white in Egypt, or in earliest Egypt, classical Egypt, when you look at the colours of the figures there, the white men are tanned because they've been outside, and the white women are white because they've been inside. And it was seen as a sign of beauty and not having to work. It's not because black women have been told they have to conform to Western beauty standards. All women want to be as beautiful as they can possibly be, and beauty is objective. They shouldn't be taught that they should be comparing themselves to white people. And this is where so many of these problems come from, is because we've taught these other races to compare themselves to us instead of comparing themselves to their own people. Black people should be comparing themselves to black people. White people should be comparing themselves to white people. And we shouldn't be expecting these other races to come up to the same standards that we hold for ourselves. It's not racism. It's just reality. It's just the facts of biological reality. And it's good that Adele has lost this weight. It's a shame that she feels that she should be identifying with Jamaican culture. I would have much rather see her wearing red, white and blue, but I guess she's got an excuse. She's got this Notting Hill carnival that's going on. And maybe she will see how ridiculous all this political correctness is now that she's been told that she's somehow appropriating black culture. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.